I went through some medical stuff, like arthritis and stuff like that. So then I bounced back from that. Then I got pregnant and had a baby, and the arthritis kind of kicked back in. So I was on like a medical leave again. So I went from two jobs to one, and not having all the extra hours that I could to supplement the income. It got to a point where we were kind of like stretching and pinching and borrowing. The stress of the borrowing and the paying back and the mental part of it is just like exhausting. And so I had put my name on the list. Then I got a call from the shelter that our room was ready. I was actually out of town, and I was like, we're on our way back. The shelter, living there was for me. Like I told my kids, but I had no problem with the structure. Being a single parent, I think that the structure was great for us. And as long as you followed, the procedures and the rules, we had no problems. My kids are pretty active. One basketball, and we're working towards 4 a.m. basketball scholarship. She was going into her junior year. Yeah, when we went there. So it was kind of rocky at first, for my kids. We utilized the counseling services there to kind of help them transition. And because we were in transition living, they were still able to go to their same schools through another program called Project Hope. They come to the shelter, pick up the kids, and take them to, you can take them to and from their schools. I didn't want them to feel the turbulence, like as I say, that I was going through. To keep it as close as normal for them as possible. And they kind of went through some things, but the counseling really worked for me. And one of my kids really benefited from the counseling. While we were there, I always told them to get the big picture. So you see how we are, you see we're here. I said, so when you, I always tell them, when you have your own room, you'd be real more appreciative of your having your own space and things like that. And I've paid off like three of my debts since then, and more since being in the from time of the shelter and to now, since being on my own. I paid off a lot of debt, both on my own and with the help of and the programs that I was referred to from the shelter. Those programs helped me pay that debt and be able to get into our own place. As you know, I'm in culinary school, so I was recruited at my school by one of the chefs there. And so I'm working in the field as well as going to my school. My desire as after finished school, as far as the culinary field is concerned, is I want to be initially a private chef, personal chef. Ultimately, I would like to have my own cafe or something like that, and then also be able to service the homeless population with some hot meals when I'm able to. My primary way of giving back is completing my goals and doing what I'm set out to do and being responsible. So I share with women, and I have a group called Mirror Mirror, and I kind of share with women about the program, about the shelter and things like that. So I remember at Christmas when somebody walked around and put stockings in all of our rooms, with those things that were just like, kind of like, not necessarily nest like you needed them, but they was great, like some body lotion that smelled pretty good and some different stuff like that. So I wanted to build zip bags filled with things that I felt like women, like they might appreciate being in a shelter with or without kids. So I have some women working with me to collect some of those items that I requested, like a wish list. Peaceful. It's an inner peace. I can't put it into words, and I'm grateful.